a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you all. 1-888-767-4348. Julia is standing by. I always knew her nickname is Peanut. When did we go to Jujube?
It started at
Peanut Jujube.
It started Julia? At a summer church weekend youth retreat to Lake Powell.
Ah.
The youth pastor started calling her Jujube after the boxes and boxes and boxes of Jujube treats that they had brought to feed the kids all week long.
She was a connoisseur.
No, it just fit.
Julia Jujube. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
So she became Jujube, and she loves that nickname.
Oh, I bet. Gary in Tucson had called in and aired his question just before our last break, if you missed it. Has a driveway, has pavers. Pavers are sinking.
Mm-hmm.
So backfill problem, washout problem.
I'll tell you, it could be any of those things. Undermining the foundation of the paver, which is actually an ABC and a sand filler. But Romy, you know what we're seeing causes the most failures in paver sets? Not using an ICPI certified paver contractor. Because there are a lot of shortcuts that you can take in laying pavers. Many people make the mistake of putting down too much sand. And what you need is you need a good 4 inches of an ABC packing material, just like what we put underneath a slab. And then you just lay in an inch of sand and the paver, and that's just a leveling base. The sand goes on top of that. Then once that in place, you actually infill the pavers with sand in between the joints, and you compact that all in place. Done properly by an ICPI rated paver contractor, pavers are going to last as long or longer than any concrete surface you can possibly pour. Okay, so that's one reason we've almost completely quit pouring concrete driveways and sidewalks.
For Tucson, you'd visit youngblock.com. You can find them under the landscape or masonry category at rosieonthehouse.com, R-O-S-I-E on thehouse.com, Tucson, and you'll see right there Young Block and the link to their website.
And that's not to say that he couldn't have a small fissure under the slab, the pavers, or a water leak of some type that's causing the problem. But with pavers, you pick up the area you need to repair, address the situation below it, and then just reset the pavers. If they were all set correctly originally, it's going to be so much easier to repair. Think of what he'd have to do if it was a concrete slab. He'd have to saw cut it. He'd have to jackhammer it all out. He'd have to get in there and fix, let's say it's a water leak underneath the slab, fix the water leak. And then from that point, he's got to cut the concrete back to where you can make it, you don't want it to look like a patch, so you got to cut it back to where you've got some expansion joints too. And in every way, installation, maintenance, durability, flexibility, design, in every way, I am a big believer in pavers. In every application, I can't think of an application I would pour concrete in right now outside. I really can't.
Outside. Yeah. Make sure that's important. We're not talking about pavers for your flooring material on a new build.
Check them out at bellgard.com.
Let's get to Frank next on cue. Welcome to the program, sir. How may we help you?
Hey, Rosie. I've inherited a house down here in Florence. It's old, and I've got a natural gas water heater.
Okay.
And it sits to the outside or rear of the property, and it's got a little room, but it's sitting on the floor. Most of the houses that I've owned in the valley, when I have gas, they've been lifted up off the floor. There's nothing stored in that little storage room. And there's no venting except for whoever installed it cut vents in the door, in a solid core door, one on the bottom, one on the top. And I'm just concerned that that's just not right in terms of it being safety. It does look like it has a B vent, going and exiting through the ceiling. But I just was wondering what you might have to say about proper ventilation and safety, since we're talking about that issue today on your program.
No, I tell you, I think you're probably pretty close to being code compliant. You inherited it. You could certainly get a home inspector out there to verify that and be familiar with the Pinal County code ordinances. But the reason we lift a gas water heater when it's inside a home or inside a garage is to allow for adequate ventilation and to eliminate the settling of the propane or the natural gas. You're outside. It's an outside attachment. It's outside ventilated. You're not going to have to fight those same concerns. And the fact that it's got a high-low ventilation, I think you're probably pretty close to being okay. But again, you can get a hold of any one of a couple different home inspectors and double verify that. The biggest problem we found with a flame water heater that's vented to the outside is occasionally the breeze blows the pilot light out.
Oops. All right. Very good. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you as we continue on with our callers. Mike, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. I was calling. We just bought an over-the-range microwave, and I was trying to install it last night. And putting on the mounting bracket, I was drilling the hole to get the through the drywall just to get the butterfly pin through.
Mm-hmm.
And met a lot more resistance than I was expecting.
Chances are we're tight on time. It is a nail plate. When you run electric lines through studs, they put a metal plate on top, so when you're drilling, you can't actually hit a live wire with that. Probably what you're dealing with, Rosie on the House.